Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special Schus Rabbi Maronim Mirazi Sheyichyu. And the Schus Yochavit Fege Bas Michal Yudis Basya. Pesuch Sharachol Yisrael. And the Schus Harav Baruch Mordechai Ben Hindamalka. Pesuch Sharachol Yisrael. Tesvis in Meseches Gittin and Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Bey says Shaul Rabbeinu Tam al Mumer LaVeidas Koychovim SheGireishes Ishtoi V'Loi Nichtav Beget El Hashem Shel Yahadus V'Loi Shem Shel Akum. So we have a Shaila here with a Mumer LaVeidas Koychovim, somebody who serves idols, a Jew, Rachmana Litzlan, who serves idols. He divorces his wife, and we get all that's written is the Goyish name, his Goyish name, and not his, all that's written is his Jewish name, and not his Goyish name. So is this get still a kosher get? His Jewish name is Pesach, let's say, and his Hebrew name is, let's say, Paul, and they write in the get Pesach. He goes by Paul. They write Pesach. So v'heshiv Rabbeinu Tam. And Rabbeinu Tam answers, Chalila lahazkir shem akum b'teiras meisha. God forbid that the name of a Gentile, of an idolater, a Paul, no offense to those people out there named Paul, but this shouldn't be mentioned in Teiras Meisha. And he brings a raya from the Tosefta, Ger sheshin ashmer l'shem akum v'gireish boi kosher v'wadin memumer the shem yahadus kosher af l'chadchila ger changed his name to his Goyish name. And he divorced with it. The get is a kosher get. Ger Shishina Shmo, the Shem Avet Kochov, in other words, Ger writes in the get. He changed the name to the name he was called when he was a Goy. So right now, he's Taka Pesach. But the Ger writes in the Get, Paul. So that's what it means when it says, Ger Shishina, Shmo L'Shem Ovdei Kochavim, V'Gireish Boi, and then he divorced with it. It's Kosher. So the Yevet, it's Kosher when he uses Goyish name. So if when he mentions his Goyish name, it's Kasher B'dieved, since that was his first name, so certainly a Mummer who mentions his Yiddish name, that's going to be Kasher even the Chatchila. V'huadin b'mummer d'shem yahadus Kasher ach l'chatchila. So this is going to be Kasher l'chatchila when this Mummer uses his Jewish name and not his Goyish name. Just like when the Goy uses his Goyish name, it's okay. So certainly, when the Jew uses, when the Ger uses his Goyish name, it's kosher. Certainly when a Jew, a Mummer, uses his Jewish name, it's kosher, and that's really the ideal. The ideal name is the Jewish name. That a mummer can be Megarish's wife. And we don't say he is a din go. We're talking here about a mummer being Megarish's wife. We're just talking about the handling about the Shemus. But the Maisa, we see Al Kol Panim, bottom line, that a goy, that a mummer can divorce his wife. Why? Because Afagav the Chot is soil over Yochel Megarish. Even though he sinned. We're not going to give him a medal or a monument. But he's still a Jew. Yisrael Avishchat Yisrael Meila. He still has the recht, he has the right to divorce his wife. V'kach yoytzei midivrei harambam v'perek dalet me'ishus v'halocha tesvov shekosav Yisrael mumer shekidesh af al pi she'evei David Zara b'irtzoinai harei elu kedushin gemurim. That Yisrael Mumer, who is Mekadesh, even though he's Ovid Avodah Zarah B'Ritzonai, these kiddushin are kiddushin gemurim, and she requires a get. So you see that the kiddushin of a mumer is kiddushin, and if the kiddushin of a mumer is kiddushin, then the gerushin of a mumer is also gerushin. V'tzricha get mimenu. His get is also a good get. B'tur Eben Ezer b'siman mem dalet katav mumar shekidesh kiddushav kiddushin v'tzricha mimenu get. A mumer who is mekadesh, his kiddushin is a good kiddushin, and she needs a get from him. V'yesh oimrim shemuter v'chal shabosus b'farhesye ulaveid zore dino kagoy gomur ve'ein kiddush of kiddushin v'loy nihiro. And some say that a mumer to be mechal Shabbos b'farhesya, and for aveid zore, a mumer who's a public Sabbath desecrator, or ergait to the church, rachmana litzlan, he's an aveid aveid zore. So some say, the Yesh Oimrim says, that dinoi kagoy gomur, he's a goy, and his kiddushin is not kiddushin, but the field oyster tool, v'loy nehire. Ze davar lo baru. Ani ata yeshoim rima ze. Dahainu, he goes with the daya that his kiddushin is a kiddushin, his gerushin is a gerushin. Ubisefer get poshut in Eben Ezer, b'siman kuf chavtet, sif katan chavbet, u kotev sheharambam. Meharambam mashma that a mutter, his kiddushin is kiddushin that have no suffix. It's a doubtless kiddushin. It's absolutely kiddushin. Ein almat ledaber. However, he brings from the tshuvis of the Maharjadam in Eben Ezer and Simon Yud, who explains b'das harambam that kiddushin mummer is only a suffix. And he was medayik from what the Rambam concludes, v'tzricha get mimenu, that it's mashma, that these are kiddushin gemurim, rak le'inyan, sheyitzterech get mimenu, avalim kitsha acher, tzricha get gan, min hashayni. Chayin hevi misefer p'nei Moshe, we recently learned the tshuva of the heilige, heilige, Kloizenburger Rebbe, in his divrei yatsiv. I love the divrei yatsiv. So in that sefer, he has a tshuva about this, which we learned some of, a langa tshuva about the status of a mumer and yahadus. So in the Get Pashut, he says it's mashma that it's that the kedushin are absolute kedushin of a mumer, but the Marashdam says no, it's not what the Rambam means. The Rambam means it's only kedushay safek, and the Rambam says v'tzricha get mimenu. It's mashma that he wants to say that these kiddushin are only kiddushin gemurim insofar as that a get is necessary. But if somebody else is mekadesh her, it could be it wasn't kiddushin in the first place, and she needs a get from the second guy as well. So we have here, according to the Maharshdam, that the kiddushin are kiddushin safek and not kiddushin vadai. The Maharshdam is an oft-quoted acharon. Not so many people know who he is, so it's always kedai to know who we're talking about. His name is Rav Shmuel Din Medina, and he lived approximately from the year 1506 to 1589. He had nice arichos yamim for those times. And he was Mikdoile Chachme Salonike in Greece. So Rosh Yeshiva Poisek. So the Maharshdam learns that it's only Kiddushei Safek. Ulich Oira, we can fregen, according to those shittas, that Kiddushei Mumer is only a Safek, is maybe it's a Goy Gomer. So how does the Rambam say that a Mumer is Mekadesh and needs a get? Since it's a Safek, maybe his din is that he's a Goy Gomer. So he can't be Megarish, because by a Goy there's no din Gerishin. So let's be machmir that his get is not a get. But that's not shver. Because since we're misipik if he's a goy or a Jew, so we're mimanavshach. If he's a Jew, so the kedushin are kedushin, and mele the gerishin is a gerishin. because we're viewing him as a Jew. So just like the Kiddushin is good, the Gerushin is also good. And if his din is a goy, dino ke'akum, ve'en gitoy get, as gam Kiddushim enum klum, ve'en atzricha get, the goy enu yochel kadesh. He's got a din goy, his get's not a get, but don't worry about it, his Kiddushin wasn't a Kiddushin either. And therefore the Rambam and the Torah were correct in saying that a mummer yochel kadesh ulegaresh misofik. However, in the safe, this is the Torah now of Hagoyin Rabbi Nosson Zecher Tzadik Livroche. So he brings the Get Pashut, that in Sefer Get Pashut he asks that according to those Shitas, that a Mummer Shekidesh have a Kiddush of Sofek, that a Mummer who is Mekadesh and Isha, his Kiddushin are only Kiddush Sofek. And the reason is, the reason a Mummer is Mekadesh is Kiddush and the Kiddush Sofek is because Shem Achashuv Kigoi, the Leisei B'Teiras Gittin V'Kiddushin. So Yisrael, who was Mekadesh and Isha before he became a Mummer, and then he became a Mummer, how does he do the Gerushin thing? His Kiddushin were Kiddushin Gemurim, Alts Yid. And his Gerushin is only Sofek Get, he might be a Goy. And midivrei kol apoiskim it's mashma shafilu kishekidesh kishahoy Yisrael v'nasim mumer, even in a mat in a zafal b'mamikre kaze that he was mekadesh and isha when he was a full fledged Jew, he was a good boy, he's a yeshiva bacher, and then Rachmana Litzlan gets married and he ends up in the church. Now he wants to be megari, she wants to be megari, and he gives her a get, so he wants to be megari. Sure, doesn't matter, but he gives her a get. And it's mashma that it's a good get. Why is it a good get? It's only a Sofek Gerushin. So we can be miyashiv as follows, that the Rambam writes in Hilchos Melachim 9:7, that even though a ben Noach is asur be'eshes chaveroi, nevertheless, b'kinyan erusin, oy chupa, ein chayovin aleha. That a ben Noach is not allowed to marry his friend's wife. But if he just does erusin with her, he says, I want to betroth you, gives her some money. He stands under a chuppah with her. And that's nothing. And also by gerushin, when does a goy divorce his wife? We had shiurim about this, b'siyata d'shmaya. When does a goy divorce his wife? The Rambam says, when he sends her away, or she goes away on her own. He says, as they say in modern Hebrew, shalom, v'lo lehitraot, never see you again. So when she goes away, that's a get. That's gerushin for a goy. They don't need beisdins, they don't need toen rabbanis, they don't need the whole bureaucratic process is not necessary for them. You just walk away. And al pitori, they're divorced. Ein la gerushin b'ksav, v'ein adar b'toli boy b'lvad. Either of them, it's not tole only in the man. It's man or the woman. The woman can also initiate the divorce. How does she initiate the divorce? It's very simple. She packs up her clothing and she takes off. See you later. Or again, don't say, I won't see you later. So that's a goyish divorce. And this is based on the Yerushalmi in Seches Kiddushin, that Ben Noach doesn't have Kiddushin and Gerushin. Ayin Shem. Umevuar, that a goy doesn't have a kinyan ishus, because a woman can go away, he's got no kinyan ishus in her. And this way, because of that, the woman can just walk away. She can walk away from this union that she finds so dissatisfying. Az achshav nomar kach. She'im nomar, Shedino kagoy gamur Yisrael shenasa mumar, that a Jew became a mummer. His din is that he's a goy gamur. Im keno bazoi paku kiddushav legamrei beloy get. So if that's the case, then his kiddushin have completely gone away without a get, because he became a goy. He has no din kiddushin, and there's no kinyan ishus. And his wife doesn't need a get. when the tzaddi Yisrael Mumri is a goy, his wife can just walk away? And not that the Rambam in the Torah write that a Mumri Kedusha of Kedusha mitzrich or get, the Marshdam Shmuel Di Medina explains that she needs to get me suffek. That's because we're mesupik. Shema Dino ki Yisrael, the Kedusha of Kedusha. V'az memeila tzrich or get, she ha Kedusha lo yipaku. Tzrich or get kedin Yisrael misafek. So the get she needs is on the tzad that he's still a Yid. If he's still a Jew, then she needs a get, because the Kedushin didn't go away. And she needs a get, Kedin Yisrael Misafek. But on the tzad that he's a goy, she doesn't need a get. So the get is only on the tzad that he's a Yid. On the tzad that he's a goy, no get necessary, because there's no Kenyan Ishus for a goy. However, we still have to, and on the tzad that he's a Jew, so he gives a get. But we still have to understand that it could be that Einish is lakum em bo gerushin, and his woman, the wife, doesn't require a get. That's only when he was mekadisher alts goy. He's mekadisher alts goy, there was no kinyan. But when he's mekadisher alts yid, like in our case, the kedushin are chal, just afterwards, he becomes a mummer. So how do we know that the kedushin just go away by him becoming a goy? Maybe he has a kinyan and she's stuck. And she can't divorce her. She can't just walk away because he's a Kenyan. And he can't divorce her because maybe he's a guy. Wow, that's difficult. So maybe we could be Miyashev based on the Avne Miluyim. Avne Miluyim, Simon. Avne Miluyim, Simon Chai. Am Yisrael Chai. Sif Aleph. Who's mechadesh? The hechi shahayu hakidushin, the heter, the acharkach nase mechayve lavin. Paki kidushin harishayim. The man the yomer the ain kidushin toifsim mechayve lavin. The afal gav the kitcha the heter. We call moko in kevin shenase mechayve lavin. Then yochel kadesh achshav. Lachin paku kidushin b'shanim shenase the heter. He says a chiddush. That when the first Kedushin were beheter, and then they became an Isra Lav to each other, the first Kedushin go away. The man de Omar, she'en Kedushin toifsin b'chayve lavin. And even though he was Makadishur beheter, since now they're usher to each other with a Lav, their love is usher b'lav. So therefore, the din is that the Kedushin b'shonim, paki, the Kedushin b'shonim, have been undone. Have been dissolved. In other words, danim hafka'at chalot mimini at chalot. Zeno say, shekvar dibarnu be'avar from the Teira of Rav Yosef Engel. Unfortunately, we don't have enough of Yosef Engel's shiurim. Yosef Engel's Torah is so geschmack, it is just not expressible with mere words to say how sweet the Torah of Yosef Engel is. Akoponim, he's learning, we're learning here, hafkas chalos, meaning the removal of a halachic status, from menias chalos, from the prevention of a halachic status. In other words, since now there is a meniyah sheyachol hakedushin, they're chayve lavin, according to the mandarma that kedusha chayve lavin aren't toifes, that means there's a meniyah, there is a prevention of the chalois din kedushin, because they're chayve lavin. From that meniyas chalois, you can learn hafkoas chalos. You can also learn that what was already chal goes away, goes off. The meidim mizeh shemufkaim gam chalot hakidushin arishonim, v'afilu shebishah shechalu hakidushin beheter chalu. Even though when the original kedushin were chal, they were chal beheter, but that doesn't matter. Why doesn't that matter? It doesn't matter because Now they're chayve lavin. So just like chayve lavin, according to one opinion, is moineh chalos kedushin, it's also mafkiah chalos kedushin. And the Avnei Miluin brings a yisod from this, for this, from the Gemara in Yevamis, and Daf Mem Tes Amud Aleph. Omar le Abaye, Omar Abaye hakol moedim, b'bo'al asoita. Afilu Rabbi Akiva, who holds that if you're a chayvei lav, two people are chayvei lav, and their union produces a mamzer. Nevertheless, if somebody has bia with a sota, even though he was oiver on a lav, nevertheless, the vlad is not a mamzer. Why? How do you know that? Again, chayvei lav, and the child's a mamzer. But ba'al ha-sota, if he goes on a sota wife, she's not, the child's not a mamzer. Why? The tafsi ba-kedushin. What does it mean, d'hatafsi ba-kedushin? Rashi says, d'hatafsi ba-kedushin li'isha, d'af l'achar shezintza lo pokoi min ha-kedushin b'shana. There's tfisis kedushin, because even after the znus, the first kedushin haven't gone away. So in other words, from the Avnei Miluim explains, that since a site that requires a get min ha-Torah, ki matzabir ha-vatzdav, rekotza le-sefer krisus. So it's muchach, that the first Kiddushin did not go away. Because if we say that there's no Tfisis Kiddushin by a Sota, so it should be fitting that the first Kiddushin should go away when she becomes a Sota. That's what Rashi says. The Hatafsi Ba Kiddushin. A Sota, there's Tfisis Kiddushin, which means that he could, if he would marry her, the marriage would be Tofes. Because even after she was Mizane, the Kedushin don't go away. So you see that you learn Hafkas Chalos from Anias Chalos. If the Kedushin would go away, that would mean there was no Tfisis Kedushin. If there's no Tfisis Kedushin, then the child is a Mamzer. But from the fact that there's notes that the child is not a mamzer, it must be that the Kiddushin don't go away. The Kiddushin don't go away proves that there is Tfisis Kiddushin. Because if there's Tfisis Kiddushin, then that means that it's also not Mafkia Chalos Kiddushin. And if there's no Tfisis Kiddushin, if a couple's in a matzav where now there'd be no Tfisis Kiddushin between them, then their already existing union is dissolved. That's what Rashi's saying here. Rashi's saying that there's Tfisis Kedushin, which means that even after she was Mizana, the Kedushin aren't Pokea. Because the fact that they don't go away means that Kedushin, if you'd be Makadisha, the Kedushin would be Chal. Because they go together. Minyas Hafkos Chalos is learned from Minyas Chalos. If there was no Tfisis Kedushin, then the Kedushin would be Pokea. Since there is Tfisis Kedushin, which is not Pekea, a male child is not a mamzer. As mevoar v'divrei Rashi, that if they're a matzav now where there's no Kedushin, so even if the Kedushin Ktilos Kedushin was behet there, and afterwards they become a chayvei lavin, the Kedushin go away, since they became a chayvei lavin. Ve'ayein b'sefer atvan de'oraita shel Rabbi Yosef Engel ha-muzkar, she'evi mi'chama mekomot, לדון בשאלה, היא דנים הפקעת חלות ממניעת חלות. ומהם, ממה שכתב המשנה למלך, בפרק כ"ג גימל מכלים הלכה ט', לחקור לשיטת רש"י, that oichel pachas mikibetz is not makabel tuma. What's the din if adam ochel kibetza shenitma? If you're a person's, if you have oichel, if you have food. Rashi says that oichel pachas mikibetz is not makabel tuma. Let's say you have ochel that's kibetza. You have ochel that's kibetza, and it became tame. Okay, and then you cut it in half. So it's right that the tumah should go away, since ochel is not mekabel tumah, pachas mekibetza. It's doima lebeget, gimel al gimel, that was mekabel tumah. Ve'achakach nifchat, migimel al gimel, becomes tar. Why? Kevan she'achshav enu yochel lekabel tumah. So you see this yisod, that since it wouldn't be makabel tum in the first place, if it's less than a kibetza, if it was makabel and then you cut it in half, it's also not makabel tum. It loses. You're mafkia the tum. So now, according to this svara, that you're done hafkas chalos miminias chalos, farenfil the kashye of the get poshet, shuik shah, then why don't we say there is mekadesh be yosei Yisrael and afterwards it becomes a memory can't be megaresh, according to those who hold that a memory is a suffik goy gomor. And why don't we say the get is only a suffik get and the kedushin is a vade kedushin, but the darkenu is not a kash at all? Because if you say that a memory can't be megaresh because he's a goy gomor, he's not betarets given kedushin, then meila nifkwa kedushin arishayim. Because you learn hafkas chalas from minias chalas. If he's a guy, that means his kedushin is not a kedushin. Memela, once he becomes a guy, so the kedushin is dissolved. It's also mafkia the kedushin. So on the tzad that he's a guy, the kedushin is mufka and nifka, and mitzad that he's a Jew. So you gave a get. So you can give a get, even though he became a mummer afterwards. So for the kash of the get pashit, how he becomes a. How he can give a get if he gives a get after he did a proper kedushin as a Jew, and then he becomes a mummer. How can he give a get? So the answer is as we stated, he's giving a get als yid, and on the tzad that he's a goy, memel the kedushin is mufka. So, what would be the din if a boy is mekadesh a girl after he's 13 years old, and then his kedushin is kedushin gemurim because he already became a gadol, and then they were ma'aber the adar. It turns out that in adar rishon he was still a katan, and he becomes a katan. And Mamela, for example, if he was over in Avera, which he's Chayiv Misa for, and then they were Ma'aber the Chodesh, so he's Patrim in Amisa. So, if that's true, if he's Makadish a girl, when he thought he was 13, and then Bezin decided to be Ma'aber the Shana, and it turns out he wasn't 13 anymore, so you learn hafkas chalos from mias chalos, and just like he can't be, now he wouldn't be able to be mekadesh because he's a katan. That's also mafkia the already existing kedushin. With this svara, we can undo their kedushin of this 13-year-old boy who turns out was really 12. However, in this case, l'kuli alma the kedushin go away. Why? Because turns out that it was never a marriage in the first place. Iglei Muslim Afreya. Lechora, if he was never a katan in a gadol in the first place. So. Pashat that the kedushin goes away. You don't even have to come onto this far of Rashi. He was never a gadol to start with. Shavu Glay Milsa. So, sweet friends, we have a lot to talk about. More very interesting topic, and I hope that we are able to revisit it in the future. And I want to thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.